right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the place for another episode of Men's Truth. As usual, we want to thank all the supporters. We're well over 4,000 now, so we're definitely grateful for all the support. And we're going to keep going from strength to strength. We want to look at something that is very topical. And I have been waiting for this because finally we have a very relevant example of women doing the same things that men do, but we view it differently. Today we want to talk about entanglement. In the famous words of Jada Pinkett Smith, she had an entanglement. And it is being viewed totally different from, you know, what we spoke about in one of the previous episodes, a man cheating. But before we get into it, as usual, I want to introduce my colleagues and my brethren, Mr. Michael Natu, the poet, the journalist, the all-round, you know, candle waxer, you know, the ones the ladies love. How are you, sir?
I'm free from all entanglements for the moment.
And none other than Mr. Baby Future, financial and sales coach, Mr. Legendary himself, Mr. Karim Ellis.
Don't forget the feet.
Yes, Mr. Foot Fetish himself. Thank you, Mr. Natu.
Yeah, man, I'm blessed, you know. I look for some entanglement.
Oh boy, you know, I'm looking for some.
Listen, you better be careful, sir. You know, oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Careful.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. Mm-hmm. And I am Stefan Campbell, the lecturer and communication consultant, and the man that is innocent of all charges when it comes to entanglement. But we want to look at this, not in a narrow way, but in a much broader way. But before we get into it, we just want to play this clip that has been circulating a bit based on the discussion of none other than Will and Jada.
I think you need to say clearly what happened.
As far as what?
You and I decided we were going to take our space, and what happened?
Yeah, and then I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes. Yes.
A relationship?
Yes. It was a relationship. Absolutely. I was in a lot of pain and I was very broken. Now, in the process of that relationship, I definitely realized that you can't find happiness outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. And luckily enough, you and I were also going through a process of healing in a much different manner. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say we did everything that we could to get away from each other, only mm-hmm. to realize that that mm-hmm. wasn't possible.
So what happened, Jada?
Okay, so let's start with, I guess about 4.5 years ago.
Yeah,
started I think it was about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Started a friendship with August. Mm-hmm. And we actually became really, really good friends. Mm-hmm. And it all started with him just needing some help, mm-hmm. you know. Me wanting to help his health, his mental state, you know.
Because for me, that was the thing. When Aug first came around, he was really,
really sick. He was really, you know? Really sick, yeah.
And the outpouring for him from our family was initially about his health.
Yeah. And I mean, we found all those different resources, mm-hmm. you know, to help pull him through. Mm-hmm. And from there, you know, you and I were going through a very difficult time.
Yeah.
And we decided...
I was done with your ass.
Yeah, you kicked me to the curb.
I was done with you.
Yeah.
Marriages have that, though. Yeah, marriages have that.
Yeah, we basically, mm-hmm. we broke up.
We decided that we were going to separate for a period of time, and you go figure out how to make yourself happy, and I'll figure out how to make myself happy.
Well, at that particular point in time, it was indefinite.
Yeah, I really felt like we could be over.
All right, gentlemen. I wanted to ask the poet, Mr. Natu, would you feel okay if your woman told you she had a relationship with another man?
So, I'm guessing you mean without my knowledge, right?
Listen, you can put whatever qualifiers you want on it. I'm asking a question.
I think a distinction may perhaps be necessary at this point. Because if it is in the contract of what we agree that our relationship is to be, then I suppose I would feel okay, because I guess that also gives me the right to be involved with other women, and I guess that would constitute an open relationship. But without my knowledge, and without it being something I'm okay with, I would most certainly feel betrayed, inadequate, broken, wrapped up, tangled up. Listen, I'm not going to start a song, but you get where I'm going.
But would you agree to such a contract to begin with?
I wouldn't, because if I were younger, okay, I'm kidding. I at this point in time, in this current moment, I don't think I would. I wouldn't agree to such a contract at this point.
Mr. Ellis, would you agree? And I think this one is actually more relevant, because Will and Jada are married. How would you feel if your wife said, you know, she had an entanglement with another man?
You see, it depends on the situation. And what I mean by that is it depends on what was communicated and where we're in the marriage. For one, I'm not one to save face or to stick with something because of societal or biblical views. Meaning, when a lot of people get into these quote-unquote entanglements, I mean, there are a lot of relationships out there, or let me rephrase it, there are a lot of marriages out there that are pretty much doing the same thing. It's just not public. They put measures in place to maintain the front that everything is all good and jolly, but they use these quote-unquote measures to keep the relationship going.
Other front is being maintained.
Exactly. while the other fronts are being maintained. So, I mean, and it also depends on the type of relationship that the couple has. You understand? So, for me, at this very moment, I would say no. I don't know how I would answer that question further down, but to me right now it would be no.
I like your honesty with that, and actually being present, you know, because a lot of people speak about these things in very finite ways, like very conclusive, like they show for a fact that this is not what they're going to do. But things and times change, feelings change. And I think what I respect about Will and Jada is that they were honest enough to say that they were at this point in their marriage. And I think a lot of people probably would have ended their marriage there. Two things I admire, that they decided to work through that. Whether they last or not, that is very much their business. Which leads me to the second thing. They kept their business to themselves, right?
Right.
And so whatever they decide to do, it's on them. Whether they decided it to be open or closed, whether he is okay or has to become okay with her being with someone else, and whatever, that is their business. What I have an issue with has nothing to do with them and has everything to do with the fact that now people are finding every reason to try to understand why she did what she did. Knowing fully well that if it were Will who did it, despite the fact that they said they were at a bad place, they were actually separated in their marriage and whatever, people would have said every single negative thing about Will to say, you know, he didn't stick with her. He could have tried to work through it. How dare he step out? You know, all of these things. And I mean, we've been looking at the memes, and the fact that these memes are coming out, it shows how accepting we are to understand that a woman can have someone else in a relationship, right? And we find a justification. But if a man did it, he's a dog, he's worthless, he's not good enough, he's not strong enough.
Yeah, certainly. You know, I agree. This is much bigger than Will and Jada. And although we use, you know, their bombshell of a Red Table Talk episode as a springboard for this conversation, it really is about the imbalance in perception between a man cheating and a woman cheating. Now, you know, to use a few words from friend of the show, Miss Carla Moore, you know, this isn't the oppression Olympics, so we're not trying to argue who hurts more from cheating. The fact is, you know, people hurt. If you're hurt, you're hurt. What we're simply trying to do is to get some objectivity in the conversation, because, you know, like Steph rightly said, it's night and day when a man cheats versus when a woman cheats. Like, on one hand, when it's a woman, you seek to find understanding. When it's a man, you seek to dispense judgment. And that's what we're talking about.
Question. All right. So I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute. I agree with what you said. The contrast is very vivid and it's very out there. However, is it considered cheating if they discussed it? Because I think that's exactly what happened in their relationship. There was some form of communication where Will was actually done with her. They just weren't legally separated. Now, let's turn it to, let's flip the scripts in a regular relationship, man or woman, you or your wife or whoever the case may be. If it's a case where you both communicate that, listen, we need some space, I need to find myself, because guess what? People can grow apart. I can wake up tomorrow morning and I can literally not want to be with the partner that I'm with. Now, that doesn't mean that I love that person any less. It just means that I'm probably tired, or I probably want to feel something else. Now, the relationship might not end, relationship as in quote-unquote marriage or whatever bond we have. It might still be there in the front. However, I am outside doing something else that you are aware of. So in that context, is it considered cheating though?
But this is the same thing we've been talking about, Rimzy. We've been saying, even in the episode that we did on Why Do Men Cheat, we've been saying that having someone else doesn't mean we love you any less. So is it that it's going to take Jada saying that she wanted to feel good and happy for people to understand, not man or woman, that human beings can still be involved with someone else and still love and appreciate their relationship? Whether we define it as cheating, whether we define it as communication. And I'm just going based on what I've been told for most of my adult life. Like, if you want to be with someone else, might as well you leave. That's what I've been told.
Exactly. Right.
Right? And mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if, I mean, I don't know if I would, for me, I wouldn't define what she did as cheating. But the fact that they were not speaking at the time is a window for her to have an experience with somebody else. But again, somebody, if a man did it, somebody would have said, well, if he know he wanted somebody else, he should have left. He should have just ended the marriage, right? Yeah, or he's using that window as an excuse to have somebody else and all of the things. So I think it is bringing a certain level of parity to the discussion, right? Or finally we can say, see there, this is what we've been telling you. All of the reasons that you are giving to why she did what she did, this is what we've been saying. But because you all look at men as starting from this place of being low and good for nothing, you always cast this aspersion on us like we're doing it for the wrong reasons, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly right. And I wouldn't consider cheating in as far as their personal relationship goes. You know, if we are going to impose our own ideas on their marriage and whatever they've defined their marriage to be, we can certainly arrive at that conclusion that, all right, yo, to us, this is cheating. But when we raise a point that sometimes in relationships, in our previous episode on cheating, when we raise that point about, you know, people wanting to do things for them, you know, and not necessarily a reflection of their partner. Like, there is that duality. It exists where you can feel like you want somebody else, but not necessarily are in a space where you love your partner any less, or you care about what you guys have any less than you do. You know, sometimes people just need to experience things. So we're not justifying it, but we're saying these are very valid reasons why people engage in certain activities and still want to maintain their relationship with their significant other.
Yeah,
but people don't get that.
No, and what I love about this, you know, they have been together for a long time. So all of the excuses about, If it was a new relationship, people would have said they were not ready, they never started on it. But they have built a life together. They had children together. Right. They've been through everything. And this still happens. And this does not reflect poorly on Will. And this does not reflect poorly on Jada.
If anything, I love them.
Absolutely.
I love them.
It is just,
you know, I love them because it shows up the hypocrisy in society. And I always say that, listen, there's a lot of people out there acting like this thing is a bunch of fairy tales.
Yep.
They're hiding what what actually goes on. Listen, shit happens. And because people are, as I said before, saving face because they walk down the island.
The
pastor said this and whatever. They act like shit don't happen.
Yeah, man.
Shit happens. Yeah. People get tired of people.
Yeah.
People in marriages right now that they literally want out of, but they can't get out of it because of other reasons. And people are making marriages work in different unconventional and untraditional ways right now, that if probably public people found out, they'd be like, wow, are that really going on? Is this thing really all it's meant out to be? So I think people should wake up, and it should be a wake-up call for even us men. I sat down and I watched how I watched the video, and I watched how Will looked when he was talking.
Will took that like a champ.
And I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, this guy has a different level of growth.
Yeah.
It was mutual. It was mutual. This nigga knew he wasn't hurt. He wasn't torn up. He wasn't crying and acting all uncontrollable. He knew what the situation was. He said, hey, I was done with you. And these are the conversations that people aren't seeing. So people aren't really seeing the real shit that happens, because everybody wants to try and create this fairy tale Cinderella image that everything is all good and dandy. It's not.
I wouldn't necessarily say he wasn't hurt, but I feel like the discussion that they had on the show was perhaps the easiest one. I feel like the hardest discussions took place behind the scenes.
Pretty much.
And you know, while we're looking at, you know, the perception of how, you know, women cheat and how men cheat, like Wimsy said something very telling that, you know, I get it, but it also speaks to a kind of weaponization of that, you know, the self-discovery process or emotional healing. Wimsy said, you know, being in relationship with the person, oh, I need to go find myself. You know, I need to go on this journey. Like, yo, like Jada could have said, and I believe she did directly, you know, what she wanted. Like, oh, this is an experience I need to have, because a lot of us are, because we want to shift accountability from ourselves and to shift accountability from what, you know, we did. Women certainly don't cheat. And you know, she had an entanglement. And then on the other side of the world, Alcina was saying, you know, August was saying, this was a woman, if he died today, he would be complete, knowing that he gave himself fully to a woman in every sense of the word. And Anjeda said, like, this was just an entanglement, an insignificant thing that happened, you know, as part of her, it was a little detail in her path to grow. And I'm looking at it like a lot of us, because we don't want to own up to the fact that if we are going to cheat, like, own it. You see me? Like, it's okay to not want something at some point. Just like when they say you're in a relationship and you don't necessarily feel like this is something you want right now, doesn't mean that you don't want the relationship, but own it. Like, own every part of it. I believe that's why Jada was able to go from it. And I believe, you know, Will, as Karim was talking about, him listening to that, I was watching his reaction. And obviously, I'm no body language expert, but I feel like he has paid his dues in terms of, you know, the hurt that he is to endure from something like that. You know? And now, like, reaching that level of growth where you can look at the woman you love telling you that the reason why she had an entanglement was because she just wanted to feel good. And you can look at that woman telling you that and not be consumed by feelings of inadequacy or overwhelming hurt like that. That's good. That's where we need to be as men.
You know, I've experienced monogamous relationships and also polyamorous relationships. And there is this strange thing we do when it comes to intimate relationships, conventional intimate relationships, where we focus on the other person at the wrong times and we focus on ourselves at the wrong times. So it's like there is this, we need to sort of recalibrate or readjust, because Jada or anybody else isn't wrong for wanting to find themselves in the relationship. And I don't think anybody should make an apology for that. But there are some things you have to ask yourself before that. Did I lose myself in this relationship because I was trying to please the person? And now, because I am on the brink of losing myself totally, I need to find myself for the sake of my own survival, for the sake of my own mental or emotional state? Or am I using this, as you said, Natu, as an excuse to do what I really want to do, which is to have other people? You said Will didn't seem hurt. I haven't watched it enough times to realize if it is that he was hurt and he was masking it. But being dishonest to yourself in a relationship also hurts the other person. And so being honest with yourself is not just a benefit for you, it's a benefit to the other person that you claim to love. But I think it's leading into another thing. The first question I asked, when it comes to sharing the person you're with or the person you love, why is this such a painful thing? Or why do we feel like it reflects poorly on us, primarily as men?
I feel like the answer is in the question, you know, like the feeling that you have not done enough. And oftentimes in relationships, we make a commitment to invest the best of ourselves, you know, for the betterment of the person. And when we see that person, even at the peak of us giving up ourselves, when that person is unfulfilled, instead of taking it as a sign of incompatibility, we take it as a sign of inadequacy. So when somebody steps out, when our partner decides that, oh, you're like, I need to go and have this experience with somebody else, like, you are interpreting that as you not being enough. You have been giving your master all this time. You know, it's just like, it's kind of like how some men feel like if it's immediately after sex, their women start masturbating. You know, like some men might find it as a reflection of her insatiable appetite for sex. While some men might look at it and say, oh, like, I can't satisfy this woman. You know, when that may not necessarily be the case. But I feel like that's what it comes down to. We feel like we are not enough. And people don't like to feel not enough in a relationship.
Mm. I agree with you. I agree with what you said, Natu. And I just want to add, it also comes with the being a man, something that's genetically ingrained in us. And that's the sense of ownership. And what is mine. That dominance, that masculine aggression, that superiority, that, you know. So in a sense, this is my woman, and she's mine. The ownership there is mine. So the ego, of course, comes into play. You have to have a different level of growth, as I said, if you can deal with something like that, knowing that this is, or you're just detached from the situation. If you're detached, then that's something completely different. But if you're not, then that's a whole nother ball game. You understand? To even know that you are feeling inadequate because you're not completely fulfilling your woman's desires and she has to go elsewhere to get it. That is not an easy pill to swallow as a masculine man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You understand?
Yeah,
I thinking about it, even just sitting down listening to your talk, and this came in my head. I'm thinking about it, and I don't think I could swallow that pill, knowing that, all right, I'm being completely honest with you, even sexually. Now, if I know if after everything, I can't please my woman a certain way, and it could be to no fault of my own, she could just have her sex drive could just be way higher than mine. You understand? And there's no way I could keep up with that. So no matter what type of pill or whatever I have, she requires more sex than I'm able to give her. To know that she would have to go out to have that fulfilled. I mean, I couldn't stomach that. you understand? Because then I'm coming home. I'm honest with you. I look at what's mine is mine. I am a selfish man with what's mine. So when I come home and I see you, I'm going to look at you as marred.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm going to look at you as marred. Somebody else has tainted, has touched, has... That's how I'm going to look at it. Now, I mean, you're not damaged, if you know what I mean. But to me, it's not the same. You're not completely mine. So that is going to play on me. And as I say, take a whole different level of growth. I am probably not there yet. I don't know if I will get there. You understand? But there's different levels to these things. And there's different levels and different feelings and all of that when you reach in a relationship. So maybe... It might be a case where I'm able to detach and disconnect from my emotions that way, where it doesn't bother me. But at this present moment, I couldn't do that. And I'm being completely honest. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. So, Steph, why do you think that's the case? You know, why do men interpret it
that? Well, I think Karim said a very important thing. You know, the way we've been socialized. I don't know if it's genetic, but we've been socialized to own and to possess, right? And so when the thing that you own steps out or does something that you're not trained to expect or to deal with, it destroys you. Now, for me, I have no problem sharing a woman, right? Because she never belonged to me to begin with. That's my perspective. This is a relation. I don't see somebody as mine. I see someone as being in a relationship with. So I am with this person versus this person is mine, right? And so at the end of the day, and Jada said something important. The only person she needed permission was herself, right? Because at the end of the day, every individual needs to and is going to decide what they are going to do with their body, right? And there is nothing, and I say this to both men and women, there is nothing you can physically do to stop somebody from wanting exactly. to be involved with somebody else, mentally, physically, or emotionally. And so yeah. when you accept that nothing. As a man, then you start to reassess the rules that you've grown, you've been raised with. Like, why do I right. feel like this woman has to be for me and me alone, right? And that sort of changes. And then you start looking at, okay, let's look at what we share instead of me thinking that everything is for me. Now, some people are comfortable with living a lie. Barry Salmon spoke about the sweet lie. Some people love to live in ignorance. Ignorance is bliss. At least when you are with me, I feel like I'm the only one, so nothing else matters. And that's good enough for me, and I'll take that to my grave. That's not good enough for me. If I know you are not completely happy with me, let's revise this relationship and see what can work. If after the revision, it still doesn't work and there are still some issues, then we can decide to go our separate ways. But it's really not an either or. And in this day and age, there is room for all of it, right? Now, oftentimes, when someone says that they want someone else, then the person usually jumps to, so can I do the same thing, right? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. You can do whatever the hell you want. But when I have said that in previous relationships, then the person says, that means you don't really care about me, right? Because love should be about possession. Love should be about jealousy. Love should be about selfishness, right? And I don't agree with any of those things, but everybody needs to have these candid discussions from the very beginning, and not just the beginning, all the way throughout. And that's another thing I respect Jada and Will for, being able to discuss what they are going through at the present moment. And as I said, whether they decide to stay or not, that's up to them.
The only thing I really want, and I'm happy for this, is that people get to wake up and people get to stop trying to model their lives and their relationships based off what is publicly displayed by other people. It's your exactly. it's your relationship. It's you and your spouse. Whatever you two choose to do, however you two choose to work it out and make whatever uh-huh. it work, if you want it to work, do what you have to do. So if that means opening up to another couple, opening up to another spouse or whatever,
yeah,
it's not my
and
business. You understand? It's
yeah,
nobody's business but the person yeah. in the relationship. And you don't have to yeah. go out there and publicize it or whatever. It don't matter. Yeah. It's just you making yeah. whatever you make work. So people should just come exactly. out of this whole fairy tale shit and stop feeling like,
yeah.
oh, this thing is all godly and biblical and hellfire and brimstone. Like, that's another topic where we soon touch, but I mean, people just need to wake up and realize that shit yeah. is real.
Yeah. And, there are a number of other spin-off discussions being had about this, you know, for obviously people are suggesting that, you know, Jada clearly manipulated all this. But I feel like to the topic of defining your relationship, and how we perceive, you know, cheating and all of that, I feel that is relevant. While valid, it's relevant to this conversation of understanding that a relationship between you and who you're there with. People go always try to impose whatever they want onto the relationship, but the onus will be on you, the two grown-ups in that relationship, to understand that whatever people are ascribing to your relationship is independent to and relevant to your own definition. So, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all the joy and happiness and feelings of goodness in your relationships, your entanglements, whatever you call it, because we are all on our own individual and also collective journeys. And the only person who knows the truth about how you feel is yourself. So arm yourself with that knowledge, make the decisions for the that best suit you. So tune into the lives that we do every Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right after the episode. And let's keep this thing going. So, gentlemen, all the best in your entanglements.